Welcome to All Caribbean Entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. It is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose, and I am glad to be back with you, DJ. DJ, you know what to do, DJ. Fade us all the way out, DJ. DJ on the ones and twos, you hold us down every time, buddy. You hold us down every time. Episode number 67. Happy Saturday, everybody. As we are, you know, I think we are in the latter half of March. You know, the year is really flying by. I feel like I'm saying this almost every other day, but like it's like every time I look at the calendar, the month is done. You know, but that's cool, man. That's cool. I still feel like the year hasn't even started. Yet we are, you know, rounding out Q1. Like it is just, to me, it's just crazy. And I don't know about you, but I find since COVID started, like everything has just been a blur. Like I've never felt like the time has flown by this much. Like months are going by like at the blink of an eye, you know. But yeah, like this year feels like we haven't started just yet. It just feels like we haven't started just yet, you know. But it's all good. Yeah, things will, you know, things are gonna happen the way that they're supposed to happen. Anywho, enough of that rambling. Today, episode number 67, I wanted to jump on here with a short episode. This isn't going to be one of the longer ones. So like episode 66 was an hour long. And I love to, you know what? I love to do long episodes. I have a lot of fun. I find there's so much to talk about with respect to what we do with entrepreneurship, online business, marketing, e-commerce. You know, I find there's always so much to talk about. So we can easily get to 45 minutes, 1 hour long conversations, easily. And I love the fact that you guys love it too. You know, again, you guys can plug your headphones in. You know, I get to keep you guys company at work or when you're working out or, you know, doing stuff, right? I love to keep you guys company, but I wanted to jump on today with a short episode. And today I wanted to answer a question that I got. And the question was, what is the cheapest way to do e-commerce in the Caribbean? Now, people are still, I mean, the pandemic, is the pandemic done? Is it done? Are we allowed to come outside? I'm seeing Jamaica announced, you know, they're ending masks and social distancing. Here in Trinidad, we're still doing it, but I started to feel like the pandemic is done. Like we just kind of woke up and it was done. But nonetheless, people still want to social distance to a certain extent, and consumer habits have changed. People don't necessarily want to come into the store. People want to shop online more than ever before. People want their product delivered to them more than ever before. So consumer habits are not going to go back to what they were pre-COVID. And I know that there's, you know, tons of businesses across the entire Caribbean that are thinking to themselves, yes, pandemic is done. We can go back to how things were. But that ship is long gone. That is gone. You know, if I wasn't thinking about ordering and purchasing online before, bet your bottom dollar I am. Like, you better be on an app that allows me to pay with my Visa debit card or my credit card and that product show up to my door, I better be able to go to your website to get information about the products or services you offer without having to call you, because I don't want to do that. And I need to be able to order. I need to be able to order online, or I need to be able to book you online. Like, I don't want to walk around with cash. I felt up paying cash. I don't want to pay cash, right? And a lot of people who, you know, pre-COVID, who were still, you know, cash-focused, consumer habits have changed. The situation has forced them to change. And now people want the convenience of not having to walk around with cash. Again, safety hazards as well, right? So they would rather pay you with their cards, with their bank cards. If they can buy it online and you save them time and money, most important time, people. That's why people want to order online, right? We don't want to go to your store. We don't want to be in traffic. You know, we want to be able to order online and save time and get the product, right? And we have tons of courier services across the Caribbean that is going to give you same-day delivery, next-day delivery, two-day delivery. So you're not even waiting long to get these products. But your business needs to be set up for it, right? So I got this question this week, you know, what is the cheapest way to do e-commerce? Because small businesses, you know, want to get online. They see that the economy is opening back up. They see that, you know, there's money to be made. Now they're probably in a position where, you know, the last 2 years are probably focused on, you know, surviving, because they probably weren't able to do the things that they were able to do or what they wanted to do. But now that they're, you know, they're in a better place, they're in a bit more of a stable position, either physically or financially, most important, mentally, they can start to focus on, you know, improving their business. So let's answer that. What is the cheapest way to do e-commerce in the Caribbean? That is going to be through, you're going to need two things. Number one, the platform that you need to build your website on is going to be WordPress, right? So if we run through the most popular platforms, so let's take a look. I'm just going to be pulling up I'm going to be pulling up the data, right, live with you guys. So, you know, I might ramble for a second, but it's really just me pulling up the data for each of the platforms, because I want to give you guys a breakdown as to how much these platforms charge, right? And I'm only going to be talking about the platforms that you can actually get paid on in the Caribbean. So I will talk about WordPress, Shopify, Wix. Those are the three main platforms. If you are somebody who is thinking about if you are somebody thinking about Squarespace, Squarespace does not connect to any Caribbean payment platform or any Caribbean payment gateway, right? So I won't talk about it, only because of the 22 countries in the Caribbean, PayPal only works in three countries. Three countries are in the entire Caribbean does PayPal work in, where we could receive the funds, right? So if you're in Jamaica, Jamaica is not allowed to withdraw funds from a PayPal account, right? And, you know, a big part of our audience is there. Another big part of our audience is in Dominica. Dominica is not allowed to withdraw the funds from PayPal accounts, right? Here in Trinidad, you know, only certain banks work with PayPal to withdraw those funds, right? So for the most part in the Caribbean, if you want to use Squarespace, we cannot connect any Caribbean payment gateway. And if you're going to use PayPal, the majority of Caribbean countries are not allowed to withdraw funds from PayPal. So we're going to leave out Squarespace. So let's tackle Wix. Let's tackle Shopify and WordPress as a comparison. All right. So first up, we have Shopify. All right. So if you want to build your website and you want to be able to get paid with Shopify, the Shopify plan starts at $30 US a month, right? $30 US a month to build your plan. And then in order for you to connect a Caribbean payment gateway, the platform that works with Shopify is First Atlantic Commerce. So remember, we've addressed this in a previous episode before, so I won't go into all the details, but I'll quickly recap it. To get paid on Shopify, you need to have a merchant account with your bank, whoever you bank with. And this is Caribbean-wide. All banks across the Caribbean offer merchant accounts, right? Or they call it e-commerce accounts. And typically, I can give you the starting price in Trinidad, but in the Caribbean countries, it might be different. In Trinidad, those merchant services accounts, or those e-commerce accounts, they start at 100 US a month, right? So you have 100 US a month, then you have to go register your account with First Atlantic Commerce. That's the largest Caribbean payment gateway across the Caribbean, right? You register your account, First Atlantic Commerce, they charge between 3-5% per transaction. You negotiate those fees with your bank when you're opening up the merchant services account. And then you're going to use a service called Tilopay, T-I-L-O-Pay. Tilopay connects your First Atlantic Commerce payment gateway to the Shopify platform. And Tilopay charges 1% per transaction, right? So Shopify, 30 US to start. Then you have the fees for the merchant services with your bank. It starts at 100 US here in Trinidad. Everybody has to go check their banks. And then you have the percentage transaction fees, right? So that's Shopify. Moving on to Wix. Wix for e-commerce starts at 17 US a month, right? Their business basic plan starts at 17 US per month, all right? And to connect a Caribbean payment gateway, it's the same process as Shopify. So you're going to need to have a merchant services account with your bank. Then you're going to have to sign up with First Atlantic Commerce. And then you're going to have to sign up with Tilopay. Tilopay does connect to Wix, right? So, you have some upfront costs, right? When you are using these platforms, you have the upfront costs. And like I said, Shopify and Wix and WordPress, those are the three most popular platforms across the entire Caribbean. Now, here's the thing with WordPress, right? With WordPress, you're not going to WordPress.com. That is not what you want to do. I have an episode breaking down WordPress.com versus WordPress.org, right? WordPress.com is the blogging platform. That is not what you want to be building your website on. You want to use WordPress.org. That is the website building software. So WordPress.org is the website building software, and you're going to have to use a third-party host that specializes in WordPress to utilize the WordPress website building software. So what you want to do is you're going to start, go on Google, type in WordPress host, and then you're going to see a bunch of reviews talking about all these different companies that specialize in WordPress hosting. You can read the reviews and you guys can go through the different pricing points, because there's companies like Bluehost that don't offer month-to-month hosting. They have a yearly contract and they give you reduced rates. And then most companies will give you a month-to-month plan, right? So one of the cheapest ones on the market is a company called SiteGround. SiteGround, siteground.com, all right? When you go to siteground.com, you're going to go to the hosting section, and you're going to look for WordPress hosting, all right? You're going to click on WordPress hosting, and you will see that their plans start at $3.99 per month. That's US, $3.99 per month, all right? So when you sign up with that plan for $3.99, you're going to be able to install the WordPress software, the WordPress website building software on your account, on your SiteGround account, right? So you're paying the $3.99 per month. You're then going to install the WordPress software on your account. And if you do not know how to do it, that's fine. You could easily ask their technical support. Just call them. SiteGround actually is 24/7 chat support, so the chat people can help you. Other companies have 24/7 call support. So it's really easy. It's actually like one-click install to install the WordPress software. But if you don't know how to do it, there's tons of YouTube videos. And then before you even go to YouTube, I would just contact their technical support team, and they'll walk you through how to install the WordPress software onto your hosting account, right? So $3.99 a month. And then you could use one of the free templates that they're going to give you, because when you install, when you use any one of these hosting platforms, they give you a bunch of free templates to start building your website. So for conversation's sakes, we're just saying you're going to build a basic website and you're going to upload your products using one of the free templates. Remember, I'm talking about the cheapest way, right? So use one of the free templates that they give you. You could even download Elementor, Elementor.com, Elementor. You could even download Elementor and use the free version. That's a WordPress page builder, a drag and drop page builder, kind of operates like Wix. You could even use their one. You could download that. You could even use their free. You could use their free plan to build your own website using Elementor. Now remember, it's still WordPress. WordPress is the platform, the website building solution platform. Elementor would be a plugin, and it's a page builder that's going to allow you to drag and drop and create your own website using their builder. Right? I build all of my websites with Elementor. So you could either you could even use their plugin, or you could use one of the free templates that is going to come. Like when you install your WordPress site, there's a bunch of free templates that you can use. You could use one of those, and then you're going to use WePay. You're going to go to WePayCaribbean.com, right? You're going to go to WePayCaribbean.com, and then you're going to see which countries WePay is actively in. Right, so right now, at the time of recording this, WePay is available in Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, right? And again, that's at the time of recording this episode. They are going to be rolling out to other countries as well. If you're unsure if they're available in your country, jump on their website, click on the chatbot, and you can contact them or email them or call them, right? So WePay is a payment processor. They do not charge you a monthly fee, all right? They charge you a transaction fee. So their transaction fee is 3.5%. Well, that's for Trinidad. For each country, it's different, all right? So 3.5% plus 25 cents processing fee, okay? So 3.5% plus 25 cents per transaction fee, right? And that is, they do not charge you a monthly fee. Right, that's the basic plan. I'm on their website right now. I do see that they offer a premium plan that is $10 a month, 10 US a month, to give you access to a couple new features. Plus, but the most important thing is that for the 10 US a month, they're going to charge you 3% per transaction plus 25% transaction. So depending on your volume, you could take out their monthly plan. And that will decrease the per transaction fee, or you can use their free plan, and it'll be 3.5% per transaction. Again, this is the Trinidad rates. For the other countries, select your country code, and the rates are going to be different specific to your country. But this is that's the fees here in Trinidad and Tobago. All right. So if we use WordPress at $3.99 a month, and then we use WePay and we take their free plan, right? That's our cost per month. That is our cost to do e-commerce, right? And then it's just, you know, again, you could use the free template. I won't even tell you to go and purchase a theme or whatever. Like, if you just need to get started with something, right? If you quickly need to put together a landing page and sell a product or sell tickets or something, that's the quickest and easiest way to do it. I would use WordPress, sign up on SiteGround or any one of the other, you know, hosting platforms for WordPress. Read the reviews. SiteGround is one of the best ones, but go on Google, read the reviews, and you pick which one makes the most sense for you. But I'm giving you one that is, you know, really affordable. So $3.99 a month, then you're going to pay your $3.99 a month. Then you're going to download WePay, use the free plan. All right. Now, if you are somebody who does not have a credit card, right? If you do not have a credit card, but you are in Trinidad and Tobago, and you do not have a credit card, but you want hosting, you could use a company called Overmill, OverMill, Overmill.com. That's a platform I actually do my hosting with. They are located in Trinidad and Tobago, and they offer online bank transfers or bank deposits if you want to use their platform. Now, their plans start at $7 US per month, so they're, you know, they're a little bit more pricey. They're a little bit more expensive than SiteGround, obviously, but they're right in line with the market. Like, most platforms are going to charge you anywhere from $4 to $8 as a starting point for website hosting, right? But again, this is going to be great if you are somebody who does not have a credit card. They do bank transfers, so you could still get your website started and not have a credit card, okay? So yeah, that is the cheapest and quickest way to get started with e-commerce. WordPress, WePay, right? And then sign up for SiteGround at $3.99 a month. Or if you're in Trinidad and do not have a credit card, go to overmill.com and they can take the bank transfers or bank deposits. That way you don't have to use a credit card to get hosting, all right, and start your WordPress journey or your e-commerce journey. So that's it. I just wanted to come in here and answer that question. What is the cheapest way to do e-commerce in the Caribbean? And there you have it, all right? Now, this is not to say, this is a disclaimer. This is not to say that is the best way, because the best way is always going to be based on your business needs, based on your budget, based on your expertise, based on if you have a team, right? I don't believe there is a best way to do e-commerce. The best way to do e-commerce is based on your specific business. So what is the best way for me might not be the best way for you, right? So you always need to speak to somebody who is an e-commerce specialist, and they can map out a customer journey for you, or and break down the different platforms, the different payment processors, the fees, all that good stuff, and then come up with the solution for you and your business that makes sense for you, right? That is always going to be the best way. Anybody that tells you that one way is better than the other, run, because they don't know what you're talking about, right? I don't believe there is any best way. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. The best solution requires you to speak to an e-commerce specialist, and they map out the best journey for you. They map out the best customer journey for you, the best platform for you, and what tool, what payment gateways, and what makes the most sense for your business, okay? But this is the cheapest way to get started. So for any of my small businesses who just need to get started, right? Need to get started quickly, need to get started, you know, at the most affordable way possible, that is the way to do it, okay? So if you enjoyed this episode, please drop a review on any of the podcast directories, most notably Apple Podcasts and Spotify. These reviews help grow the Digipreneur family across the globe. If you enjoyed it, you guys could even rate the podcast as well. Feel free to follow me over on social media at Keron Rose, KeronRose. Follow me on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok. All right, we're growing over on TikTok, folks. I got to do an episode specifically on that. That'll probably be the next episode talking about my TikTok journey and what I've learned over the month, because I've been using it for a month solid and I have a lot of things to talk about. So I'll do an episode on that, on my TikTok journey. And you guys feel free to visit KeronRose.com to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms. And last but not least, check out the Digipreneur FM website. That's digipreneur.fm. That is our website, right? .fm. And you guys can subscribe to the email list or the push notification list to ensure that you guys never miss an episode moving forward. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, folks. I hope you listen to this while you're doing some chores, while you're doing some house cleaning, or you're running some errands. And I hope I'm keeping you guys company on this Saturday. Or maybe you're listening to it tomorrow. Whenever you're listening to it, I hope that this gives you the information that you need. All right? Have yourself a wonderful weekend, folks. And take care.
You've been listening to the DigiBoss, Keron Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.